Blog Talk Radio.
This special 100th episode of HR Happy Hour is sponsored by Acquire, the leading provider of workforce planning and analytic solutions. And now, the compensation planning tool that's all about usability. Because if a tool is not usable, your managers aren't going to be on board. Frickin' managers. Learn more at acquireinc.com/comp.
Shauna Morkey, episode 100.
Yay.
I'm surprised we managed to stay on the air for 3 or 4 of these.
Dude, I know, right?
Before we really had a long talk with ourselves and said sort of selves, what do you think you're doing here?
I have no idea.
Hey, welcome to the HR Happy Hour. My name is Steve Bowes. With me, of course, Shauna Morkey, the HR minion. This is, as I mentioned a second earlier, our 100th episode titled A Look Back and A Look Forward. Our call-in number tonight, and many people are putting this on their speed dials, I'm learning tonight. Our call-in number tonight, 646-378-1086. We are looking for the calls tonight for a couple of reasons. One is we have no guests booked. You know, which is a good strategy for a long show. Two, we have a few little trivia questions, contests, other contests going on tonight, sponsored by our friends at Acquire and our friends at Sherm. So we'll talk about those in a minute or two. And for a couple of them, we might make you call in and participate in those as well.
Oh, yeah.
We just want to hear from you. We just want to hear what you're up to tonight and talk. So 646-378-1086. On Twitter, of course, our hashtag HRHappyHour. Shauna's monitoring those like a hawk for sure, and for good reason tonight as well. And if you find yourself listening to this on the replay later on or on iTunes, your iPad, your iPod, whatever it is that you enjoy listening to these types of things on, this is May 19th, 2011, Shauna, about almost 2 years to the day, right, when we first started.
Next week
start.
Is 2 years.
Yeah, so 100 shows, 2 years. It's been a fantastic run, and we're happy to be here to have a fun show tonight. We've had a lot of great messages of support and thanks and congratulations, which we really appreciate. I know I do. I got home from a few days on the road, and there was a bottle of French wine on my doorstep. Sent by our friends at Ripple.
That was
fantastic. So you want to mention on the show, it's easy. There's an easy gambit for that. Send me something. Send me some swag. Send me some... You know, so here's what happened, right? And we have a couple folks already on the line, and we'll welcome them as well in a second. But so, Shauna, I get home. I've been on the road. I got stuck overnight in Detroit, right? So plans today got really screwed up, and unfortunately, there was going to be a super secret HR Happy Hour on location tonight. I had a trip that I was meant to take today, and I couldn't get there due to getting caught up in the bad weather last night. So I got home today, and I see that FedEx note on the door, right? You know, that little, you've missed the delivery, and there was like, oh, man, I just missed the dude. I better go, you know. But I saw the truck nearby, so I'm going to just run out there and see if I can find him. So I run out there. I track him down and say, hey, you know, here's my slip. And I'm thinking, why bother? You know, it's probably some book or something, right, you get all the time. And he hands me this box, and all I could see on it, my eyes just glued to the box, and it says, oh, fragile, alcohol inside, is what the box says on
nice.
Outside.
That's
like, ooh,
a good
this
sign.
This is my delivery. I'm glad I caught the guy. So many thanks to our friends at Ripple for that as well. So, all right. So, Shauna, what do you want to do here? Do you want to do the contest first? Talk to some people first? We've got to figure this out. Make some more announcements. I have a few more to make.
Right. We have to do at least announce the contest so that people can start prepping for it.
Okay. Good call. Good plan. So tonight we do have a couple of contests, a couple of prizes from our friends at Acquire and from our friends at Sherm and Curtis Midkiff contacted me. So what we've got here is a grand total of 4 gift cards. They're each going to be valued at $50 U.S. So I got 4 in total. I have 4 to give away, Shauna, $50 each. And so how we're going to do this is, and I think 2 of them are going to be Amex gift cards and 2 might be Amazon. We can sort that out later.
Nice.
So what... the first one we're going to do will be the best tweet of the night. So the best tweet during the course of the show that goes out with our hashtag #HRHappyHour. Whoever we – and Sean and I will just decide. We'll pick. There's no real voting.
Nope.
The best tweet of the night will win one of the gift cards. Absolutely, the best tweet of the night. Another one of the gift cards will go to the best caller of the night. And we will start taking calls in a minute, I promise. So the best caller of the night will also win one of the gift cards. The other two, right, the other two gift cards – we're going to do some HR Happy Hour trivia.
Hey,
yeah.
We'll see who knows their show the best, people.
And so we have 2 trivia questions, so the right answer to each one of those questions as well will also win. And I don't know, I guess we'll allow a tweeted answer as well as a called-in answer on that. So the first one we spot with the correct answer will win the prize. So I'm going to go ahead and give the first so the tweeting contest and the con contest, those start now. Sean, I'll be keeping an eye on the tweets. The trivia contest, again, if you're going to tweet it out, make sure you use the hashtag or we won't see it or call in your answer. So I'm going to give the first trivia question now, and then we'll move on from there. The first question is kind of easy, right? And I know Shauna will know this one. Because,
of course
you know, the second one is harder, and I didn't even know the answer.
What?
No, I wrote the question. I wrote the question, and I was working with Acquire on this. So I wrote the question, and then I realized – I didn't even know the answer, and because the answer I provided was actually incorrect. So, here's the first question, which is the easy one. Okay, here it is for a $50 gift card. What was the name of the author and the name of the book who is a guest on episode 47 that Shauna has claimed for a year and a half that I had a secret crush on? So we want the name of the author and the name of the book from episode 47.
Oh, that is an easy one.
That is an easy one. So people can go start looking through the archives to figure out that answer as we get on our way. All right? So there we go. So best tweet, $50 gift card. Best call, $50 gift card. Trivia question number 1, you just heard it, $50 gift card. And then the other trivia question, which is harder, we'll do that one later on. So, okay. That was a lot. You know, Shauna, because I knew we were going to have all these announcements and craziness tonight. We did extend the show to a full 90 minutes tonight, and I'm glad we did because
we
probably will need them. Of course, if I run out of beverages, we'll cut it off at 60 minutes. So, all right. Hey, let's open up. We've got a couple of folks who called in for the pre-show. Let's say hi to them right now. Area code 616, one of the first guests of the HR Happy Hour is on the line. The great HR maven, Dee Honor, is on the line. Welcome to the HR Happy Hour, Dee.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We are fantastic. Hey. How are you tonight?
Oh, just fabulous.
Thank you so much
for calling you two.
In tonight. It's been
an awesome ride.
I tell you what, you know, I had in my notes, I'm so glad you called Indy. I didn't know if you were or not. I knew Shauna would be here. I had in my notes to specifically thank you, specifically, as well as Shauna, of course, and Lisa Rosendahl, because the very first HR Happy Hour show where we actually booked guests and attempted to do, a show and not just sort of just everybody call in and talk to each other, you were one of the guests along with Lisa Rosendahl, and Shauna Morkey at the time was a guest. So many, many thanks for being here at the very beginning of the show, Dee.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I don't even know what we talked about.
Yeah, we mostly talked about how fantastic you guys were, I think. Mostly what we talked about.
Well, I think you could get some people to say otherwise, but, you know.
Yeah. No, well, you are fantastic. And so many, many thanks for being there at the beginning and being there with us still. It's just really means a lot to us.
Oh, thanks.
Things good in your
fun.
World, in the HR Maven world?
You know, it's really busy. We moved, many of your listeners will appreciate this, we moved our open enrollment date to July 1, so chaotic would be the word. And so in working in an academic environment and having open enrollment, you know, right at the end of the academic year is, you know, recipe for chaos and
right. All
kinds of good stuff. So, yeah, but things are going well, and the dog Samson is, you know, his normal handsome self, and really that's all that matters.
Yep. Hey, I'll pause you for a second. Shauna, I think we already have a winner to the trivia question.
Oh, yeah, multiple people have got it.
Yeah, so we'll sort out who is the first person. A lot of retweets going on. But correct, the author was Kaya Oakes. The book was Slanted and Enchanted. The little subtitle was The Evolution of Indie Culture. I think we'll accept Slanted and Enchanted as the answer, unless, Shauna, you overrule it. You know, I wanted to make some people ineligible for prizes tonight, too. Just randomly. So, Mike Krupa, if you're listening, you're not eligible. He's winning iPads, and I tossed him shirts and mugs at HR Evolution, so he's not eligible tonight. So far.
Stop.
So, no, I just declared it. So super. We've got a first winner. It looks like, and Shauna will sort that out.
It looks like Matt Stolak was the first one to tweet it out.
Oh, Matt Stolak, the professor. Wow, fantastic. Well, congratulations, Matt.
Yay, Matt!
So, Dee, thank you so much again. Really appreciate it. Hang out with us as long as you'd like tonight.
You bet.
We'll leave your line open and, you know,
Yep. Go
refill at the, you know, and say hi to Paul for us as well, and Samson, of course.
I will. Thanks a lot, you too.
Thank you. Hey, next up, Brian Wempen, the mastermind behind Drive-Thru HR. Brian, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great to both of you. Congratulations. This is got some chills here. You know, people calling in. 100 episodes is absolutely kick-ass.
Well, you've done more than that, so you've been there. You've been there in the tallying up the massive episode count.
Yeah, and that was one of my, you know, single favorite. I think you guys were both actually, you both called in and took part in Drive-Thru HR's 100th episode, and that's probably my single favorite episode, right?
Aww.
So it's just special. That's a huge accomplishment. A lot of work, a lot of friends. It's awesome. You guys, big pat on the back for keeping it going. It takes a lot to do 100 episodes. No doubt.
There's been a couple moments. 101-hour
episodes.
Yeah, right.
1-hour episodes. Let's keep that. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, that's good. No, right. And press after show and technical debacles, which we'll talk about in a little while. So, but Brian, you guys are doing a great, great job on Drive Through. You and William Tin Cup, and it's just great to. I love that, Brian. I'm telling you what. Once an Oprah or whoever approaches us for like another radio station. You know, for all HR and talent kind of radio, 24/7, you've got the daytimes, I've got the prime times, we've got it covered, you know. We just need to fill out the schedule a little bit. We're there.
Hey, LinkedIn went public today. Sidon's all money. Let's step up and have the, we'll call it the Jason Network, or the S.
Yeah,
the
I like
we'll
that.
We'll have the S.
You
see where I'm going
that,
with that? You feeling
yeah.
it? Sidon,
yeah.
I know
he's
you're
a classy
listening.
Guy, too.
Come on.
We can put him right out in front in a tuxedo and everything. The blue velvet jacket.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very
you
nice.
Know it.
Yeah. All right, Brian, thanks so much. Hang out with us as long as you care to tonight. We're going to start rapid-firing through calls. Shauna's in charge of the tweeting.
There's a lot of people on the phone.
Yeah, Shauna's in charge of the tweeting contest, so here's how that's going to work, too. When Shauna spies a tweet that we want to make a finalist for the tweeting contest, she'll tell you, she'll retweet it, and we'll know, okay? So we'll pick about four or five or so, okay? Charlie Judy's made it? Okay, fantastic. I'm having a hard time keeping... I'm having a hard time keeping up with the tweet stream, but fantastic. 23 useful pieces of information. That's it. All right, winner. I think you may be overestimating
love
that.
It.
So, hey, let's go to line number two. Let's try that again. Area code 314, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, guys, Dwayne Lay, how are you?
Dwayne, what's up, buddy? Dwayne,
not
I think about
much.
You a lot in a non-creepy
oh.
way, and here's why. Because
oh.
when I hear that Jay-Z song, the Empire song, you know what I'm talking about? Empire State of Mind.
Tip.
So when he says,
no.
you know, you're paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade, I always replace your name. So I say,
oh,
you know, you're
so
paying
sweet.
LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Lay. That's what I say.
Wow, awesome.
That's how I do it. So just so
well,
you
that's very kind of you. I wanted to call in, like everybody else, and say congratulations. I really wanted to send you a congratulatory telegram. I think it's classy, but apparently it's no longer 1922, so no one sends telegrams anymore. Which
it is,
you know,
it is in certain
sad.
Parts of the country, but yeah,
it's,
fair enough.
Yeah, so maybe a little melancholy, but you know, I think it's super hip that you guys have done this, and I'm glad to have gotten to call in for a couple of the shows and. I'm not particularly witty or clever or even on Twitter right now, so I don't have it, and I don't know any trivia, so I won't win any contests. I just want you to know, all I really want out of this is your friendship or your thinly veiled animosity. I'll settle first for those.
Eat one.
Consider
yeah.
myself a lucky man.
You're being
yeah.
nice.
I am being nice.
Well, Dwayne, thanks so much, buddy. We've got to run through a whole. That was the quick hook. I'm gonna have to. Sean, I'm gonna have to pull out the.
No,
quick
no,
hook
go, man. Go.
Hey, Dwayne, thanks so much, man. You're the guy, man. I'm paying Dwayne Lay. That should be your new blog, Dwayne. When you go to that second blog after Lean HR
nice.
Is sort of done, I'm paying Dwayne Lay. That's it.
That's the very least. I'm going to force that music
that's,
down as
that's
when
winning
you come
right
to the
there.
Splash page. That's what you're going to hear. Winning.
Yeah, fantastic. Quick reset, HR Happy Hour, episode 100 celebration. I am Steve Bose. Shauna Markey is with me, of course. A number of folks on the line, Dee Hanna, Brian Wempin, Dwayne Lay is still around. Our call-in number tonight, 646-378-1086. Press 1 if you want to come on board. Everybody who's hanging out now, waiting to come on, I will get to you, I promise. That means you, area codes 813-702-919-312, and the 7 or 8 other ones. I will get to you. If you want to come on, just press 1. We'll get to all the calls. I had a little extra time built into the show as well tonight.
We
what
knew
else?
It was going to be big, people.
Right. What else? So our first trivia contest has already been won. We have the tweet contest going on and the best call. Do we have a call contest nominee so far? The Dwayne Lay call wasn't bad. I'll put him in the running since he was pretty
really?
Self-deprecating. He kissed a little butt nicely. I mean, those are hallmarks.
Dwayne is lovely.
Those are hallmarks of a good call, a winning call. So I think we'll put Dwayne in the contest for best call of the night.
Oh, nice.
Before we take some more calls, though, let's do some thanks. I want to intersperse some thanks throughout the show. Some of the notes
we're
we got.
We're actually going to
have content? Not content in the traditional sense, like where you'd learn anything. We're trying to keep away from that tonight. But many thanks to our friends at Acquire Software,
thank
Lois Melbourne
you,
and the team
we
who've been with
you.
Us for a while. Just behind the show, supporting the show. I will be at the Acquire event, their user conference called Structure 2011, starting next week. We will be doing a special episode 101, as a matter of fact, will be a special episode on Monday from the Acquire user event itself. It'll be Monday at 6:00 Eastern time, Monday afternoon, as a matter of fact. So many thanks to our friends at Acquire. And I saw him pop up on the Twitter stream, and I promise this is not why I'm thanking him, because I had it in my notes. Note number 2 is to thank the great Mr. Mark Stelzner. And I hope he's on the line, too. If he's not, please do call in, Mark, if you can. Mark Stelzner is sort of the spiritual father of this radio show in many respects.
He is.
Donna.
We
way
love
back.
Mark.
Way, we sure do. And he's the voice of the show. He does all the spots that for Acquire at the beginning and the end of the show. And he's really just an inspiration to a lot of us and just a super, super guy. So just thanks, Mark Stelzner, for everything. I already thanked Shauna and Lisa and Deirdre, so we'll thank you guys again. Lisa Rosendahl, if you're out there, please do call in. And I have one more, and then we'll get to calls. I have one more. I want to thank Beth Carvin from Knobscott Corporation. And so this is deep HR Happy Hour trivia that is not the trivia question I'm going to ask later, but before HR Happy Hour was even a show, I had just the Blog Talk Radio site set up for the purposes of recording interviews for my HR technology class, right? That was the idea. I'll track down people in the industry, in the tech industry, leaders, you know, professionals, visionary types. so if, you know, I'd interview them for maybe 20, 30 minutes. Exactly. And we'd make that content available to the class. That was my idea. And and so I used Blog Talk Radio to do that. And Beth Carvin was the first person I spoke to. So it wasn't really the HR Happy Hour show, but Beth Carvin was really the first person I interviewed using Blog Talk Radio in the format that became the HR Happy Hour just a few weeks later. So, and she's such a super supporter of the show. And
we
she has
love
for a long
that.
Time. So we love Beth Carvin from Knobscot. So, okay, that's my thank yous for now. So let's enough about me, and let's get back to some calls. Let's go right down the line, Shauna. What do you say?
I like that.
Area code 813. You're next. HR Happy Hour.
Steve, Shauna, it's Mike Vandervoort. Congratulations.
Hey, Mike.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to say, you know, congratulations, obviously. And I think the thing that I like most about HR Happy Hour is the fact that you guys have kind of been the glue of our little community for the last couple of years. You give us a place to go, a place to hang out and connect in that in a different way than you can on Twitter or anywhere else.
Right.
And I, for one, really appreciate that. So thanks a lot for doing what you do, and I hope you get another few hundred shows in you before
you
quit.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Mike's a friend of the show, frequent guest on the show. Honestly, one of the best shows we've done, you know, easily in my top 10 is the show Mike Vandervoort was on, along with Thomas Koken from MIT on the labor relations and the union show
that
we did just a couple months ago. It was a fantastic show. And
bunch of fun. Appreciate that.
I appreciate that, Mike. And we should probably tweet out the link to that show at some point as well.
Oh,
that was a super, super show. Mike, thank you so much, buddy.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. See you.
Okay. Boom. Let's go. Area code 702. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hi, guys. It's China. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Listen, congratulations. What you guys are achieving is extraordinary. And like Mike, I think it's bigger than a radio show. He used the word glue. I would say you kind of have legitimized a community of really smart, savvy HR professionals in all walks of HR life who are choosing other ways to create community besides, you know, sort of the standard professional association kind of stuff. And you've provided the glue, but you've provided the foundation, and I think the legitimacy of having this social media-based community. So kudos, hats off, congratulations. You guys do a fabulous job.
China, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. And you sort of really brought a lot of legitimacy to what we're doing as well. And this week on the HR Happy Hour site, I just picked sort of what I felt, right, my unscientific sampling of what I thought the top five shows we've ever done. And for various reasons, they might not necessarily have been the funniest or the most content-packed, but for different reasons, I thought they were the best shows we've done in all the shows. And I picked them for specific reasons. So one of the shows I had picked on that list, I think it was the number four, perhaps number three, was the show we did right after SHRM 09, when, China, you put together that social media panel.
Right.
Which was kind of, at least that we thought, was one of the really sort of first major organizational, major event kind of, let's put social media up on the stage and talk about it with people who are doing it. It was a really big deal at the time, as I recall. And a couple of days after SHRM ended, we put together that panel again on the radio show, which I thought was pretty amazing as well. So the fact that, to me, in a lot of ways, what's happened with radio shows like this and with, you know, bloggers getting invited everywhere and organizations and associations incorporating social media strategies in their events to try to bring more value to their members, a lot of that, to me, started then, right, at that event. And I also recall, China, you trying to furiously call into the show another time when we were all talking about you. Right?
You couldn't get through because you were using a landline.
Yeah, I remember that as well. So.
Yeah, that was so fun. I could see the Twitter stream, but
yeah.
I couldn't get to a phone to make it work. It was really that was really comical. But
yeah.
That SHRM panel with Lance Hahn and Chris Dunn and Jessica Lee and Lori Rudiman, I think you're right. I think it did sort of shine a spotlight, and although it wasn't the most attended, and we live streamed it too, which was really breakthrough. Even though, you know, it wasn't the most attended, and you know, I don't know how many people watched the live stream, I think it really got the ball rolling for blogging in the HR community. And so I'll take credit for that, but I want to go back to the congratulations to you, Steve and Shauna, because what keeps the community alive and fresh and connected is this radio show. And, you know, there are other radio shows, and Brian and William Pinkup, their show is fabulous, really showing the spotlight on In the Trenches HR folks, but you guys were, you know, first to market. You were the early mover, and you know, and it keeps getting better and better. Unlike some, you know, first to markets who lose it after, you know, after competition comes. You guys are doing a fabulous job. So I just want to say thanks and keep up the great work.
China, aww, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it. And China's fantastic.
Thank you, China.
Fantastic.
You got it.
So, and Shauna, I want to put the Matt Bruno tweet. I know Matt just won. He won for the trivia contest. But I like the AKA Bruno tweet about who's made the longest Stelsnerization of a gas. That was pretty funny.
You want to nominate that one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I want to nominate that one. Could Matt Stalick sweep the awards tonight? Could he be like sort of the Titanic of the HR Happy Hour? And just clean sweep the awards?
I don't know, because Matt Turney just tweeted out one that I absolutely love.
All right. Well, put it in there. Put it in there.
I did it. So far, we have now Matt Stolak, we have Charlie Judy, Matt Charney, and I nominated Mark Stelzner for saying that listening to our show is like sniffing glue.
Very good. Man, it's going to be tough. That is going to be a tough contest to pick the winner of. So, all right, let's go. Let's keep going. We've got lots of folks who want to get on board, and that's fantastic. Area code 919, you are next on the HR Happy Hour.
Holy shit, I have to follow China Gorman? I can't believe it.
That's tough duty, for sure.
This is Lori, and
welcome.
I just want to be the first person to swear on tonight's show. I thought that would be important.
Sweet. That'll get you in the contest for best call.
Thank you. No, I just wanted to call and say hello and congratulate you and also share something just really quickly. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Okay. When I started blogging, I was really angry and really crabby about human resources. And, you know, that continues on all these years later. But now every time I think about criticizing HR, I think about the people who listen to HR Happy Hour and how I actually like them, and I don't want to insult any of them. So it's kind of a process in my head. I think about, like, Frank Zupan or John Nicolasian or Charlie Judy or Dion or Lisa Rosendahl. I don't want to insult the people I know and I love, and it's all because of this show. So I just wanted to show some growth through HR Happy Hour. So there you go. That's about as sentimental as I get.
Lori, thank you so
totally
much.
Nominated.
I love that call. And you know, the exception is the Zupan, you know, maybe not him, but everybody else, absolutely. I think you're right on the money with that. And
absolutely.
But Lori, you've
been
a great supporter of the show for a long time.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right, quick reset. We are a half an hour into the show. Sean, I'm glad I put the extra half hour on the show.
Very necessary.
Going to be needed. This is the HR Happy Hour episode 100 celebration. We're sort of, this is really like, it is a bit like the Academy Awards. I made that Titanic reference. This is a little self-congratulatory kind of stuff going on. So, I mean, I guess that's good. I'll take a little heat, though. So if you want to come on and, you know, want to say thanks and great job, that's cool. I dig that. But if you want to come on and say, hey, do more of this or get this person on or we want to hear less of that, I'd love to hear some of that as well, maybe on the Twitter stream too. I mean, you know, we've been doing a lot of these shows, Sean, you know what I'm saying? At times it was like, man, we've talked about that two or three times already. So maybe we need to go in a little different direction. So if you have some ideas, some comments, some constructive criticism, a little, give us a little positive feedback sandwich, you know, we'll take it, really. I mean, not too hard, really, not too badly, but come on. All right, so let's, Shauna, Twitter stream. I'm having a hard time keeping
blowing
my
up. my tweet deck is going to explode and little smoke is going to start coming out of my computer soon.
All right, that's trouble. Let's take another call. Let's go area code 312. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Happy 100th to you. It's Jason Sidon, guys.
Jason Sidon.
So it's a fantastic guest so far. Lori's nervous about following China. I'm nervous about following everybody you've had. You've had great guests.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, that actually reminds me. I do have a suggestion for improvement.
Sure, let's have it.
The show. Sometimes you have your guest hosts. I don't know. You know, you're great.
Improve our guest host quality? Is that the suggestion?
Oh,
yeah.
Jason, you
have more.
Oh,
have the more. I get it. I missed it completely.
You have one.
No, you're up, buddy. I'm going to email you later or tomorrow. You're on deck, buddy. Let's go. I want you back in the rotation.
A tremendous milestone. You know, China was talking about the post-SHRM event and how that kind of legitimized this online community. And, you know, there was an event at HR Tech in Chicago that sort of furthered that. And it really is quite amazing. This has become a common theme in my daily life when people ask me about the power of social media. This is the community. This is the first case study that I come back to because it's real world. There has been so much progress, professional progress, personal progress, business progress made because of this community. And, Steve, really this show is where this community really came together. There were voices out there. But with HR Happy Hour, you gave everybody a place to go. You created a reason to get together live at other events. And it's a traveling roadshow. So this is a group that, you know, as you well know, gets together periodically and in some ways probably knows each other better than the people who work down the hall from them. So kudos to you. This is absolutely tremendous what you've done.
Hey, Jason, thanks so much. Jason's obviously a huge part of the HR Happy Hour. He's been a frequent guest, but also our guest host. He is the HR Happy Hour guest host. And I know, Jason, you know, you and I, when we talked about this, we were where the heck were we? I don't remember. But, you know, and I remember telling you that it was really important to me if we were going to have sort of a regular guest host to be, I couldn't just let anybody do it, despite this sort of, you know, at the risk of sort of putting over importance on this little show. But to me, you know, I was a little protective of it. And so it was very important to me if I was going to have someone sort of be sort of the substitute or guest voice to the show, it had to be someone who was obviously really smart, but someone that sort of I trusted, someone I felt like could do the show right. And, of course, you've done that on several occasions, and I really hope you'll continue to do that for us going forward.
Please.
No question. It has been a privilege to be a part of it. I truly enjoy it, and it means a lot to me that you've entrusted the show to me on a few occasions. I'm glad it didn't blow up when I had it in my stewardship. So I will definitely be back. Congratulations on the milestone. I know you have a ton more people to get to, so I'll pass the baton. But I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, Jason. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jason Sidon. Guest host of the HR Happy Hour checking in tonight. Let's just keep going.
Fly right on through.
Area code 808. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hi.
This is Beth.
Way to go,
right?
You guys. It's Beth at Knobscot.
Did you hear me talk
about you?
We were talking about you 2 minutes ago.
I did. My ears were burning, and I was really pleased. Thank you so much for the mutual support, and way to go on 100 episodes, and you went public today, and the price valuation went way up, and oh, wait a minute. No, that was
that wasn't us. Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
okay.
We can be making money?
We're next. No, we're next. We're soon, anyway. Yeah, no doubt.
It's been amazing watching the show evolve, what you guys have done with it, and just the professionalism that you brought to it while still keeping it a happy hour, everybody having a blast. I was glad to be your guinea pig, Steve.
Yeah, you remember that? Do you really remember doing that, Beth? Because I do. I remember when we did that.
I remember it, too. I remember you asking that you wanted to do it, and I thought it was so cool that as a professor that you were going to be offering that kind of thing to your students, which
yeah.
was you know, just so revolutionary and amazing. So I'd like to offer myself up if you need a guinea pig for anything else that you're
absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We will. It was. I think back on that interview and that discussion. It's still out there on the website, too. If you dig deep enough, you can find it. But
is it?
Yeah, it's still out there. But if you I remember being like, it was just very formal, right? It's nothing at all like what we're doing tonight and what we've done for most of the last 2 years.
Yes.
It was a bit more academic, certainly, but it's still fun and really, actually a really good discussion, as I recall.
Yes, but it was very formal and official, and we need to do another more fun one.
Yeah, I remember being sort of afraid, like, oh, my God, this is being recorded. I've got to be careful.
Well, and then you did the whole transcription and the whole bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. I forgot about
that.
That is
artificial.
Absolutely. Right.
I was impressed.
We had there's a transcription of that thing too. So
I would be scared to read a transcription of our happy hour show.
It would be tough. It would be tough.
We'd have to take markers to bleep out the bad words. I know we've talked about prostitutes before, so I'm sure we'd have to censor it for the children.
Well, you know, you never know. So I want to nominate Lori's phone conversation for the prize.
Okay.
Because I think it's awesome that Lori has gone from the cynical HR girl to this, you know, all-encompassing. She can be cynical when HR deserves to be cynical, and yet she can also see the value in HR, and she has the friends in HR, and so I think that evolution and having it come from the show and all of the involvement from all of you guys, it's fabulous.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. No, that was a great call. Sean, are you keeping track of the top call of the night contest?
So far we have Dwayne. Lori. Yeah,
okay,
Dwayne and Lori have been nominated.
Not Beth.
Yes,
I want Beth
too.
In there too. Beth is in there now too.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And so, I've got to run because I'm still packing to head off to the airport Fort Worth for the Acquire
That's right.
User
I'll see you
conference.
Next week, Beth, at the Acquire user conference. Fantastic.
I know. I can't wait to see you. That's going to be fun. So anyone in that area, come on by. Visit with us. So I'm going to run. But when you're ready for a show in Hawaii, let me know.
That's it.
Woo!
That's the next remote location.
There.
We'll get
Aloha.
The two of you over here.
Fantastic.
And we'll sponsor that one.
All right, we're gonna make that happen. I'm gonna like corner you at the Acquire event and figure out how we make that work, Beth.
He's
so.
Stalking you.
Now you're in trouble.
Did you realize
what
that?
Have I done? Well, listen, guys, congratulations, great job. I gotta run. Keep up the great work.
Beth, thank you so much. Beth Carvin, Knobscott Corporation. Aloha. Let's keep going.
Bye-bye.
Shauna, what's next? Let's go to area code 415. 415.
Dear God, everybody is just kissing your asses. This is absurd.
Wait a minute, but I reversed the heat, right? I've been telling how fantastic you were and fantastic Beth is. Everybody's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I'm dishing it out.
When you said those kind words, I just sat here and sobbed quietly. I mean, it was just a for me.
I probably didn't mean multiple, but that's fine.
Well, happy 100th anniversary. I do have three things, though. Three pieces of feedback maybe for you guys to think about. One, when Shauna giggles, somewhere a puppy cries in response. So you know, if Shauna wants to make puppies cry, then keep giggling, absolutely. Number two, you know, 100 shows, what does this demonstrate? HR people don't really have a life. That's 100 hours that will never come back.
Yep.
That's 2.5 weeks of our life
Fair point. Will
never recover. So way to live the dream, everybody. And number three, Stephen, this is something I think you can pull off. We need more alcohol-themed shows. So everybody shows up. You know, it may be margaritas. It may be shots. It may be beer. But let's get the drink back in HR.
We were doing that. We had little buzzword drinking game kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
that was funny.
When
Zappos,
we do like a strategy show. Zappos, seat at the table, right?
Exactly.
We could play that game again. But, hey, Mark, all kidding aside, but thank you so much for everything. Mark makes these spots for me, and Mark's on the road 24/7 these days, and he's recording these spots on his iPhone next to some jerk-off right in row two of the airplane. And I know this because he writes about these guys. So I really appreciate Mark being the voice of the show.
I appreciate it, guys.
One of the founding members of our little happy family.
Hell yeah.
But seriously, like, how crazy is it that you guys made 100 shows? Like, when this first started,
That was
we
crazy.
Were just trying. We were killing time on a Friday, kicking back with some drinks.
Absolutely.
So I think the fact that you guys have kept this going, and frankly, for every hour of show, there is at least 5 to 10 hours of prep. So the amount of time you guys have put into this is really unbelievable. So congratulations in all sincerity.
Great. Hey, Mark, thank you so much, man. Thank you. Really,
I love
really.
The Mark's call.
Great call. Great call. He, you know, that tough honesty, but then he ended positive, right? So you walk out of his office feeling pretty good about yourself, even though he ripped you for 10 minutes. So it was great. Perfect. Well done, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Let's keep rolling. Oh, trivia question, Shauna. We're about almost halfway through the show. We've got to do trivia question number two. You ready? This is the hard. This is the harder trivia question. This is the question after I wrote it and gave the wrong answer, and I looked it up again, and I realized I was wrong. So, and I do know the right answer now. So, the HR Happy Hour show in the 100 episodes has broadcast live from a number of different locations. I don't know how many, and that's not the question. But there's been a lot of them. But here's the trivia question: where was the first remote location broadcast of the HR Happy Hour show? Where were we? Or more accurately, where was I the first time the HR Happy Hour show was done from a remote location? That's the question.
I know
that?
I
tweet it out. Okay. You're not allowed to win, Shauna. So.
I know.
I didn't know after I wrote the question, so until I looked it up. So that's the trivia question. Where was the first HR Happy Hour remote location show broadcast from? All right, so let's keep going. Area code 217, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, HR Happy Hour. Happy birthday to you. That's Donna. I'm not too shy. You know, I got the name of Betty Jiggles at the last leadership conference in D.C.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much.
I know I've stunned you and you can't speak.
I was a little taken aback by that. Are you all right, Shauna?
Right.
Well, cool.
Well,
Donna, thank you so much.
Folks.
We appreciate it. Hey,
thank you,
fantastic.
Donna.
Fantastic. Hey, let's go to, this is my favorite area code, 513. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Steve Brown.
Steve Brown. How are you, buddy?
What's up? How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for calling in
congratulations.
Tonight.
Absolutely. Congratulations on your 100th show. I have to share that the only reason I got into social media was because of the show you did about what the best HR city in the country was.
Right.
I had never been on Twitter. I'd never been on everything. I'd been doing all this other stuff on the outside, and all of the people here said, "You've got to call in." So I called in and said, "What the hell is this?" So
I
called in at happy hour. Nothing about drinking. I was disappointed.
Yeah, that was a fail right there, but we'll remedy that.
But it was great, and you guys have done great work. And now that I know you and have met you, I think it's even better.
Great. Hey, Steve, we really appreciate Steve Brown.
Thank you.
The king of Cincinnati. Still, you know, since we only did that show, that contest once, the best HR, still, I guess, still the biggest HR city, right?
We still hold the title.
Till we do that show again. Apologies to Paul DeBettings on that. He's still a little bitter. But Steve, you know, man, you're just a tireless worker, tireless supporter of us, the community, all the bloggers, you know, everybody. It's just remarkable. Big event, Ohio Sherm coming up that you're putting together. You've got to be pretty stoked about what's going to be happening there.
I am. A lot of our friends are going to be there to present. And, you know, it's a chance to bring the social community to the greater HR community, which is what I want to see happen more often.
Great. Hey, Steve, man, thank you so much. Thanks. Thanks for participating in the show. Thanks for all the support, man. You're the man.
Hey, thanks, man. See ya.
All right. Hey, Shauna, we just got to keep rolling. Anybody answer the question yet, by the way, Shauna, on Twitter?
What's the answer? We've gotten Chicago, and I want something a little bit more specific, dude. So we've gotten Chicago for HR Tech. We've gotten Chicago for Fail Spectacularly. We've gotten the Halogen Show. But I haven't seen any other answers besides that.
Okay, well, it's not Chicago, so it's nothing that happened in Chicago.
Nope, sorry, guys.
So that other one is close to being right, and I guess we probably. How many people said the halogen show?
Like five have said halogen.
Okay.
I'm trying to find
that,
who said it all right. First.
Rather like delay that. We don't need to parse it out to its nuances. That was the show. It was the halogen show.
Yay!
In Ottawa, Canada.
Debbie Brown is the first
Debbie
person
Brown,
to say halogen.
Fantastic. That was episode 11. When I wrote, or 10 or 11, when I wrote the question, I thought the answer was Jason Sidens and Lori
right,
Rubin's Bell Spectacular Party. I was sure that was the answer. And then I thought, well, yeah, I better just double check. And it
right.
wasn't the answer. The answer was the halogen show in Ottawa, Canada that we did from their offices. So that is the correct answer. And so I was right.
Debbie.
That was a tougher question. Yeah, fantastic. Well, great job, Debbie. So we still have the best tweet contest going on and the best call contest going on as well. So, and we've got about 10 more people who want to get on board. So we're gonna rapid fire through some calls, Shauna. Let's go to area code 678. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Ha, halogen.
Is this Debbie?
It is.
Debbie, congratulations, you win.
I have no clue how that popped in my head.
I know. That's a little bit of an obscure one.
It was very obscure. I was thinking, oh, my God, it was that software company. What was it? And it was just halogen just popped in my head. So there you go.
It was a long time ago. Yeah.
It was a long time ago. Congratulations. I know you have a lot of callers. I just wanted to say congratulations. And what I love about the show is the content and the fact that I get to sit in the back of the class with all my friends and make fun and jokes on the Twitter stream. And I always learn something, and I love that about the show. Keep going.
All right. Debbie, you are the best. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Great memory as well.
And so are you guys, like, mailing iPads for this or what?
For everybody else, we have the gift cards for you. We'll come up with something better. We'll figure
it
out.
Awesome. Awesome. Congratulations. Bye.
Debbie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie.
I have another 513 caller. 513, you're back. Who's this?
Is this me?
This is Jennifer.
Okay, well, you know, everybody in 513 is on the phone because it's the HR's best city.
We've learned again why it's the best HR city. Two calls in one night.
Two calls in one night. That's more than Minneapolis can muster, right?
Minnesota
headhunter.
Oh, snap.
Once Shauna moved away, that was it. That was
there
the death
knell. Well, I just wanted to call and congratulate you guys. It's always fun. I don't always get to listen, but I usually go back and at least look through the back channel tweets and always see that it was a lot of fun. And sometimes I'm confused, like, you know, tweets about Sex on the Table and poop and, Eve Dell's nerd and those kinds of things aren't necessarily when you don't have the context, you kind of don't really know what's happening.
Right. And I don't like when you try to take those terms out of their context. Like, I was presenting in Milwaukee the other day, and at one point I Stelzner'd the crowd, and I was so tempted to say, oh, I've just Stelzner'd you. And, but, you know,
you totally should have said that.
Like, how come you don't understand that reference? You should, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to nominate for best show the four or five shows that I was the guest on. So I assume those were numbers 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10
clearly,
on your best of
were.
List.
I just want to say this, Jennifer. No matter how long the list goes, the number of items on the list plus one, that's when Tim Sackett makes an appearance.
There you
go. That's the guide.
And probably Ben Eubanks, too, right? You can't ever get
Ben.
To be
Ben's like, I've said this line before, but I'll say again, Ben's like the Greta Garbo of HR. We very, you know, every once in a while he makes an appearance and then he disappears. If
I love Ben.
If Ben calls into the show again, it'll be a miracle. But we love him.
I won't keep you guys long. I know you got other people, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows part of winning the best city, HR city on the HR Happy Hour was that the HR Happy Hour crew was going to do a road trip, and Steve Bose was invited multiple times to come to Cincinnati and attend a Reds game. We put a billboard on the highway. We bought an ad at the ballpark, and
yeah,
he never showed.
No, I was holding out. I was holding out for a better deal. But I did hear, Jennifer, I heard some talk from that the St. Louis crowd, the St. Louis HR crowd, was trying to organize a Cincinnati roadie this summer. And I did say I was in for that. So if we make that happen this summer and the Cincinnati folks come in, I'll come down to Cincinnati as well, and we'll have a big happy hour party, little mini HR evolution, whatever we're going to call it.
Okay.
So I'm down for that, and I promise I will make that if that happens.
We'll still welcome you with open arms then.
Nice.
Fantastic. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Shauna, we got to keep going, right? Let's just keep going. 815, HR, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, Steve. John Jorgensen.
Hey, John. How are you?
Hey.
Good. I just want to thank HR Happy Hour for combining two of my favorite things in life, and that's HR and the Battle of Gettysburg.
That's right, the Gettysburg Show.
That was an awesome episode.
A very underrated show.
Oh, it's my number one with a bullet, so to speak.
Aww.
I tell you what, I love that show. We are, if everything pans out properly, there'll be a similar show this summer from an Apollo NASA kind of show from Houston.
Ooh.
So I'm still working out the details on that, but that's the idea. So hopefully that's going to come together in the next month or so. But the Gettysburg show was fantastic, absolutely. Great
place. Yes, it was. And one other quick thing that China kind of reminded me of when she spoke a little bit earlier, I wonder if anybody has crowd shots of that session at SHRM 2009 that she was the moderator of, and just to see who's all sitting in there. Because if I, you know, at the time we didn't know each other, but I think looking back on it, that about half, if not more, of that crowd are now all connected together through HR. Sorry, I just read Lori's note. I have to talk to her about that. Just to see who all was in there, if it was one of those things that, you know, everybody says they were there, but
I see what you're saying. I get it, John. So, like, that SHRM 09 panel is going to become like, the Jets beating the Colts in the Super Bowl or one of those famous events that everybody says they were there, but really hardly anybody was. Is that the angle?
Well, no, I think they were there, but I would just like to know, who all was there and just say, oh, wow,
I love
we're
that.
All
you know, tweet that.
Place
hey,
at Shauna, one time.
Why don't we tweet that out? Why don't we tweet that on the hashtag tonight to see if anybody cops to being there at that SHRM 09 social media panel that we're talking about tonight, we talked about with China. Let's see if anybody who was there. If we could find anybody who was there.
And it was the last session of the whole conference.
Right. That's a good time slot, right? People have been gambling and drinking for 3 days.
Something like that. I've got Vandervoort scheduled for the last time slot in Illinois Sherman. He's already complaining about that, but I'll have to work with him on that.
You're going to have to work that out. Hey, John, thank you so much, man. Appreciate all the support.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thank
Love
you. That's man, I need a breath, Shauna. Quick reset. This is the HR Happy Hour, episode 100, doing a little pat ourselves on the back, celebrating 100 episodes, a little reminiscing, a little looking forward, hopefully. Who should we get on? Who should I chase down and convince to come on the show who hasn't been on yet? So if you have a name.
215.
Who, Shauna?
Oh, put up 215.
Oh, I'm sorry, 215. Okay, I thought you were giving me a name of a guest to put up. All right, hang on, 215. Hi, area code 215, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Is this thing on?
Yay!
I decided for the 100th episode to get rip-roaring drunk for HR Happy Hour.
Yay! Good plan!
and it's all been working out pretty well. Now I got to talk on this show. So, I don't know what to say. Hey, I figured, in honor of the first time I was on HR Happy Hour, I didn't know what to say then. I figure I might as well do the same now. Anyway, you know who this is. This is Paul Smith.
We love you, Paul. You're so bad.
I just wanted to say happy 100th episode. You guys are the best. My social media.
The problem,
life,
Paul, I'll tell you what. Can I just pause you for a second? The problem why I didn't recognize you right away is when you said you decided to get rip roaring drunk for the show. That just didn't narrow down my list of candidates
much.
It really didn't. It was just well, that's everybody I know. So,
right.
It didn't really help.
Yeah, but I think I might have been the first to admit it. So
that's true. And that's the first step to sort of finding a cure, right?
First
step.
Do I have to be cured? I mean, is that
no? You do not. Good. We love you the way you are, dear.
I know. I love you guys too. Hey,
all right, Paul.
I just wanted to say hi. Just wanted to say thanks, and I've had a lot of kind of success in the social media realm, and it all started with coming on your show just by accident. I'm very I'm very grateful for you guys being in existence and putting up with me and and all that stuff. So.
Don't say it like that.
Well, you know.
Yeah, because we'll turn on you, Paul. We'll turn on you quick.
Oh, no.
No,
hey, Paul, man, you're the man.
No,
fantastic.
No.
We appreciate it. You're welcome back anytime at all. You know.
Of course.
Super.
Steve Brown and I want to do an HR nerd show.
You do. You two have to host one night and do all kinds of fun, nerdy stuff. Do it.
All right. That sounds great. Hey,
okay.
Paul, thank you so much, man. Let's just keep rolling. And I've got, you know, everybody else who I've opened up, the lines are still all open as well. So if you feel like you need to chime in, please do. Let's go to area code 416. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
It's Jeff Webb.
I was going to say, who's this?
Yeah.
That was my next question. Jeff Webb, how are you, buddy? Radical Retreat.
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Where are you in the world, man? You're everywhere.
Tonight I'm in Toronto. I just jumped out of the tweet up that we're having and the meet up here so that I could give you guys a call because I couldn't miss 100 episodes. So, you know, had to give a ring in.
Great. Great. Well, we're glad you did, man. Jeff, you've been a pioneer in this space, blogging, podcasting, video casting, radio show of your own. I mean, you're all over this stuff.
Yeah, I love it. It's a lot of fun, and you guys do, you know, a great job. I really do wish I'd stolen Shauna's laugh for a few episodes, but, you know, I still
You tried.
Shauna, you should make, like, an app, like an iPhone app of you doing that laugh. People would buy that.
You know, Peter Clayton at HR Tech last year said he wanted to record my laugh, and it didn't happen, but I don't know. Maybe I should make money. Maybe I should ask the Pilsner about creating my own little voice track that I can sell.
And you know what, Steve? I'm waiting for the HR Happy Hour YouTube channel, so you just let me know when that's happening.
Hey, you know, Jeff, the YouTube thing is not what I'm thinking of, but while you called in Toronto, that did make me think of something. In a couple of weeks in June, I think on the 16th, HR Happy Hour is coming to Toronto. We're going to be doing the show with our friends at Ripple. We're going to be up in probably in the Ripple offices, I think. We haven't worked out all the details yet, but it's 90% worked out. HR Happy Hour coming to Canada in a few short weeks, so we're pretty excited.
Oh, that's just great. The week that I'm going to be in Vancouver, you guys are coming to Toronto. I bet you.
Yeah, no, I
made that happen, right?
Yeah, no, it was sort of a design thing, but you know. No,
okay, I thought so.
But the show will be, you know, only 53 minutes long that night, you know, after we cross the border. So.
Yeah, of course.
Great. Okay, hey Jeff, man, thanks so much, man. Appreciate the support. Great work. Love all the stuff you're doing. And we'll see you on episode 200 down the line. I guess we won't see you in Toronto though, sadly.
No.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Let's keep going. And again, if you're hanging out on the line, the call number is 646-378-1086. We're just about at the top of the hour. We're going an extra 30 minutes tonight.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks who still want to get on board. We will get to all the calls.
Clearly.
We're going live on the stream for a full 90
Steve.
Minutes tonight. We'll do after
oh
show
God,
as
Steve,
well.
Crazy.
We'll just keep going. We'll go all night. You know, the tote board is churning. And, you know, it's for the kids. So that's why we're going to keep doing it.
Oh, that's quotable.
Area code 618. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Well, it's about time. My God. I've been on the line forever.
I'm going to tell you what.
Oh, sorry.
This is a popular show.
This is how much I love HR Happy Hour. I'm like,
oh,
okay, so congratulations on 100 shows. That's unbelievable. I think I've probably, my kids just told me they think I've listened to 99 of them. So they're probably right because I'm like, children, I know you need me tonight, but it's HR Happy Hour. I've got to go.
Yeah, and just for anybody out there who might not know, this is Trish McFarlane, creator of HR Evolution, HR Ringleader, guest on the show, friend of the show. There might be one or two people.
We love
Trish. Trish is like just starts talking, right? You know, like, everybody knows who I am.
I thought you'd figure it out.
Who doesn't know by now?
HR Happy Hour is like my Cheers, right? You know everybody's name. Everybody knows your name. You don't really have to give your name anymore,
aww,
right? I don't know, maybe.
You don't probably, but I like to think every so often we do pick up a new listener or two who may be new. And I know we do, actually. I do get messages, you know, a couple every week probably from someone who said, who's let me know that they've listened to the show and they think it's cool or whatever. So, I mean, I do think we're reaching into some folks little by little each week who may not sort of know all the regulars. So that which is pretty
cool. You want me to start over? Okay, pretend I'm just now online again. Go ahead.
Yeah, cause let's, okay, hi. Area code, where's your area code? Area code 618. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hi,
what's your name and where
are
you? See, I'm not doing the radio
from
thing.
St.
Right?
Louis.
Exactly.
Hey, and by the way.
To say, what's your name and what city are you calling from? Yeah.
Hi, first-time caller, long-time listener. It's Trish McFarland from St. Louis.
Right.
No, in St. Louis, we are vying for the best HR city because I figure if Dwayne has called in so far, and all we need is R.J. Morris, which I'm pressuring him online to call in, and then that would make three for our city, and we would get the top spot tonight.
Good. That, you know, and I do have a lot of control over that, too, by just
right.
sort of deciding to open lines or not open
so
lines.
So if there's
good,
a 3, if there's a 314, it's R.J. Morris, so I'm just saying.
Okay.
Put him up.
So, hey, Trish, so this whole mini road trip, mini HR evolution, Louis to Cincinnati thing, I've heard rumors about that. Is that really a thing that's going to happen this summer?
I think we're going to do it. Dwayne's a good organizer. He keeps RJ and I in line. So, yeah, I think we really are going to go to Cincy. No reason not to.
Well, I'm in. If that happens, we'll in. We'll figure out if we can bring the show there as well. So that would be
cool.
Trish, thank you so much for all the support of the show. We really appreciate HR Evolution. I can't let this slip. HR Evolution in Las Vegas coming up in October.
That's right.
On the front end
Very
of the HR
cool.
Conference. It's just a matter of days before you can start buying your tickets for the next HR Evolution event
really?
In Las Vegas. It'll be very soon. I'm hoping it'll be.
As soon as he finds time to...
A lot of the problem is really mine right now on that. So very soon, you'll be able to buy tickets for HR Evolution.
Well, I just want to say we've heard a little bit about some favorite shows, and I know you've written about some, and I agree with a lot of them. But I want to at least mention whatever the show was, and Shauna will know this, there was one where Shauna forced a bunch of us girls to sing like a theme song to you.
Steve.
What one was
we
that,
love
Shauna?
Steve.
Like,
oh yes, we do.
Yeah.
I believe it was the tattoo.
Oh,
episode.
That's right. Yeah, that
was
a long time
show.
Ago.
The tattoo show. Yeah,
the
that
tattoo
was a good
show.
And
personally, I liked the being at the Gettysburg show. I'm with John. That was an awesome, awesome show, and I liked it because we had people who. Were so not into what we were doing, and they had no idea. And the fact that you were influential enough to pull them away from, like, what was it, like the third best wine cellar on the East Coast or something in order to come up and listen to your show, I thought was a pretty big deal. And I don't know if anyone mentioned, because I haven't been on the whole time, but the shows that you did in London back in 2010, I thought those were really interesting. So those are just some that I personally really liked.
Yeah, those were good shows, all of them. The Gettysburg show was a really underrated show, and sometimes when you do these location shows, people don't really get into them if they're not there. But that was a pretty good episode as well. Shauna, Trish, thank you so much. Hang out with
us if
you can. Shauna, can you do me a favor? Can you open up the next line? Do you have the switchboard in front of you right now?
Of course I do.
All right, you take the next call because I have to respond to Sackett right now. So I need a two-hand response to him. So
what
you can take the next call.
What area code is Sackett? I will put him up.
I don't know. He's just whining online.
Okay. Then I'll go to the next one in line. We're trying to be fair, people. We promise. Okay, so 703.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Curtis from Sherm. How you doing?
Curtis, how are you, buddy?
Curtis. You've been hanging out
good.
So long. Sorry we couldn't get you up sooner.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just sitting at the desk, man, putting together a couple things. So I figured I'd call you guys before I headed out.
We're running the Sherm contest, best tweet, best call. We'll announce the winners at the end of the show. Sean is sort of in charge of the Twitter stream, and I hope I hope we have an idea of our nominees right now as well.
I've been following.
I have a list. I've been writing it down like a good girl.
Okay, awesome.
Well, I just wanted to chime in along with all the other. The HR luminaries that have called in tonight and just say you guys are doing a great job. Appreciate everything you're doing. And, you know, you guys' show and others, you guys make my job just a little bit easier, you know.
All right, man.
Because
Love
you keep the conversation going. And you know, people are listening over here, by the way. So, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys at Sherm 11. Maybe we can get a broadcast or two in. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man. We'll work that out. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just one or two. Three.
Just one
four,
or two.
Whatever.
You know, three. You know, ideally, maybe we could get you, Jeff, and Brian and Tin Cup, and let's just run a marathon podcast, you know?
Do a whole blanket coverage kind of thing, right? That'd be fun.
Just keep it going, you know. But anyway, man, I know you guys got a lot of people holding, but I just wanted to say hi and say keep up the good work.
All right, hey, Curtis, thank you so much, and thanks for
thanks
for participating tonight with those cool prizes.
We appreciate it. It was very cool of you.
All right, I'll see you guys in Vegas.
All right, Curtis, thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, area code 517, you're next.
I just about just got off the phone. We're sitting here waiting at least 8 minutes. And at that,
I don't know how much
money you owe me at this point, but
this is a popular show, Tim. You know,
I came running off the baseball field, coaching the team, just so I could say congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. We really do appreciate it. Tim. We love to make fun of Tim, but Tim is the man. Great writer.
We do love Tim.
You know, risen above his natural sort of, you know, the barriers he had in his life, and just it's inspiring.
Well,
I mean,
I'm
mostly thinking about his height. I mean,
yeah, really. But really, Steve, I can't even imagine a bigger waste of time than 100 shows of Thursday nights at 8 p.m.
It is hard to imagine.
Than HR Happy Hour.
It is shocking to think about the countless hours we spent doing this. But the good thing is, the NBA playoffs are still on. You know, the show ends. I can catch the last, you know, half of the Thunder game.
I can't wait to see the Miami Heat just take the championship, just so I can see, you know, KD throw a complete conniption.
I know, Tim, I'm with you on this. I'm not a Miami hater at all.
I want to know what's the worst thing LeBron did. Give, like, $2 million to the Boys and Girls Club?
Yeah, right. He walked away for more money. He could have made more money in Cleveland, we know, at least by his contract. We know that, too.
Walked
away from that. Guy wants to win. What's the problem? Yeah, I'm with you. I also
don't believe a word that Curtis said when he said he was at work, you know, at work at Sherm, working at this late at night.
Yeah, that seemed a little dubious, right? We let him slide on that. That's a good call.
After 9 o'clock East Coast time? Come on, there's no way.
Yeah. No. All right, I'm not going to keep going with that. So, but very good. Hey, Tim, man, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, buddy.
Sean and Steve, you guys do a great job, and congratulations. 100 shows is a big accomplishment.
All right. Super. Tim, thanks, buddy. Sean, I'm going to try to just plow through these next couple of calls. We've got about 20 minutes to go. We're good. I know we have to circle back on the contest, right, for the best
and we
team,
have
the best call. We have one more final announcement we absolutely will get to. And, Shauna, make sure you stop me with at least 5 minutes to go in the show for that in case I'm rambling on. And if I get another basketball call, we could be done. If one of these calls is Lance or Chris, we're done. So keep that in mind. Area code 217, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Shauna. It's Dave Ryan.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good. You know, I got to tell you, before I listen to HR Happy Hour, I couldn't fill out an I-9. I couldn't, like, do an OSHA 300 log. I didn't know what Hootsuite was, you know, but I have seen the light now. And
we've changed
I've
your life.
I've hang with some of the cool kids. It's awesome, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
And the best show was that crazy-ass professor that you had on that wanted to do away with performance reviews.
Samuel Colbert.
I saw that tweet. Lawrence did that as well. Samuel Colbert. That was a fantastic show. Get rid of the performance review. He was that guy was great, and I remember that show really, really well because I thought the best part of the show was not so much the performance review discussion, which was fine, and his take is pretty clearly articulated in his book and the other things he's written. But remember Sean when he asked me if I read his book? I don't know if you remember this part.
Right.
So he goes, "Hey, Steve, did you read my book?" And I say, "Yes, because I had." And he says, "Well, what did you think of it?" And I said, "I thought it was pretty good. You know, I liked it. Wasn't, you know, he's putting me on the spot." And then he says, "Well, I thought it was fantastic." About his own book.
He was so funny.
Guy was great. Ben.
Well, congratulations, so guys. You know, as everybody said, you really do a great job of pulling this whole community together, and it's really kind of like a gathering place. And you guys are both to be commended and congratulated. And another 100 shows to you guys.
All right. Hey, Dave, thank you so much, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. So let's go, Shauna, let's keep going. Couple more. Area code 972, you're next on the HR Happy Hour.
Hi, Steve. And hi, Shauna. This is Lois.
Hey, Lois.
Hey, Lois.
How are you?
Hey, congratulations, guys. This is awesome, and we're glad to be a part of it.
Hey, thank you so much. Fantastic. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're over time now. We're 10 minutes over now on the HR Happy Hour.
Yeah, and, you know, since you guys are already talking basketball, it's going to be the Mavericks, so I don't know, you know, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, big win the other night. I saw a little bit of that game. What's the score? 8-5 now. So, Shauna, we've got a whole three quarters of this basketball game we can watch after the show's over, which is fantastic.
You're already planning what you're going to do after this show. Focus deep.
Yeah, I'm going to watch this basketball game is what I'm going to do. Hey, Lois, but really, thank you so much for all the support, participation. It's kind of cool, like, to have, you know, support from, you know, senior executive CEOs. I mean, participating as actively as you do. And Beth Carvin
Absolutely.
Is another great example of a CEO who's so active in the space. It's really cool, and hopefully we'll see more of that as time goes on.
Well, it's a great place to be. I learn a lot and meet a lot of great people, and like I said, Acquire is very, very happy to be part of the HR Happy Hour. But you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Hey, Lois, thank
Aww,
you so much. And we'll see
you
in a couple of days down in Dallas. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll do this all again on Monday. You don't have to wait a week for another
That's true. But I know on Monday it won't be a steady stream of callers telling me how wonderful I am. Somehow I think that's over after
Maybe
tonight.
Not.
Yeah, I think we're done tonight.
All
right. So, hey, Lois,
thank
you so much.
Enjoy it while
you can. Yeah, right. No point, no doubt. Let's go to area code 225. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
I feel like I have won the lottery. This is Robin Schooling, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Hey, Robin!
I'm not going to assume everyone knows my area code.
I didn't, so
Aww.
Thanks for announcing
That's
your
right.
name and location.
You're welcome. I'm going to bring it back to a little sentimentality for a moment. Just for a moment.
Okay, do it.
I have to say that HR Happy Hour has been one of the most rewarding and wonderful times that I spend every week. And it is, as Mike Vandervoort said earlier, it is the glue, but it keeps this incredible group of people connected regularly. I love hearing people's voices. You know, the phone calls and the emails and the tweets throughout the week are wonderful, but it is great to hear people in the moment talking, what's going on, what's happening with their lives, and it really makes it clear that HR is more about than just the crap we do every day. It's how we connect and learn from each other.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. I love it. And I thank you guys for powering through for all these shows. And, you know, of course, as we have to mention, anytime we can have a HR horror story, HR fallacy story, whatever you want to call it. We talk about poop, we talk about feces, we talk about bodily fluids.
Ew.
Those are great.
Whoa,
shows.
There you
ew.
Go.
Ew.
Winner.
Ew.
But I do
That's called the night right there, maybe. That's called
but
nominee,
I do have
at least.
To say, actually, my favorite episode
nominee.
Was where you made us work. You made us work. It was an early, early episode, and we had to do homework. And you gave us
a reading
list, Steve. Remember that?
The reading
had
list.
To, like,
that was, I believe that was the Is HR Dead episode.
We had to do reading and stuff, and you quizzed us, and
yeah.
it was hard.
Yeah, then
it
I realized
good.
Quickly that was way too much work on my
yeah.
side.
No one's
going to listen
if I kept doing that.
Yeah.
But
no,
it was
Robin,
good.
Hey, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, all the support. You're always there for us. You're always on the back channel, always tweeting. Let's go. What time we got? Okay, I'm going to take one more call, and then we're going to do a little announcement. One more call.
Yeah, we got announcement stuff.
All right, so area code 920, you're next.
It's country code 044. Hi, Steve. Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
No, it's Matt. Congratulations, you guys.
Matt Stolick, what's
Thank
up, brother?
You.
Congratulations, winner of trivia question number one.
I try.
Yeah, you were on it.
That was good.
I did my best. You guys are always on it
every week.
So
great job
it.
For you all. But it sounds like I'm already stalking the audience, so I'm going to hang up.
Man, I'm just soaking it in because, like I said, this is the one day a year you get that love. So I'm just soaking it in, and I'm accepting it, and it's fine. You know, I'm not gonna argue with you. I am fantastic.
Very good. Well, enjoy the rest of the show. I'll let you make your super announcement.
Yeah, no, we do need a minute. This is actually we're gonna Shauna, we need to bring it down a little bit for a second. Let's do a quick reset, and then we'll
get serious.
This is the HR Happy Hour. It's episode 100. We've got about 10 or 15 minutes to go on the show. We're sort of celebrating, looking back and looking forward, and you know, and that's part of the thing, right? When you hit these, and sort of in life as well, right? You hit these milestone moments, and you do need to look back and talk about some of the fun things we've done and the cool shows we've had, and you know, look forward a little. We didn't do too much of that, but certainly going forward, there are other things we want to pursue, other guests we want to get on, maybe take the show in different places, And there's things to think about there as well. So it's been a great couple of years for sure. So
So
let's just pause for a second. This is the HR Happy Hour. I'm Steve Bowes. Shauna Markey is with me. I'm going to throw it to you, Shauna, to say a couple of words. The floor is yours, Shauna.
Ooh, pressure. No. So in all seriousness, the last 2 years on the show have been just awesome. It's amazing how something that I rushed home from, you know, work from, because I saw the tweets that there was going to be something and, oh my God, I have to be a part of it, from the very first show has led to all this, and it's just amazing. And I hope everyone knows just how much both Steve and I really appreciate that everyone calls and listens and tweets and follows along, because really, it's pretty amazing. But, you know, I do have some sad news, though, because tonight is going to be my last show. So, it's been 2 years and 100 shows, and I can't.
You're fed up. You're done. I've had it.
No, stop.
No, I'm trying. That's sort of the hallmark of a weak emotional mind, right? I'm trying to make light of an important sort of conversation. But Shauna, I get where you're coming from. We talked about this a little bit, and I understand where you're coming from. It's time, right? I mean,
So I'm going to bow out gracefully, and I'm leaving it open to come back to do something special if Steve needs me to or wants me to. But so tonight is me gracefully taking my final bow and exiting stage left.
Well, Shauna, I'm going to tell you what. This show, we started the show 2 years ago, right? And on a whim, there was no. And before I sort of make this sort of comment, I've muted a bunch of lines that were on the show because we were getting a little bit of feedback from somewhere. So I just started muting a bunch of lines. So if you're trying to talk and no one hears you, you know, I've probably muted you. So so we started the show, right, just sort of randomly on a whim, and it was fun. And I put together that second show. And Lisa and yourself and Dee, the HR Maven, were our guests that first night. And I remember that second show. You were so, you know, interesting and funny. And, you know, you were you, right? You were great. And and in that time, we didn't really know what we were doing, or I certainly didn't, right? And so I don't even completely remember how it came up, but during that show at some point, and I haven't listened to it in a long time, but I believe during that episode, which was, I believe, episode 2, I said, oh, okay, we'll do it again next week, but Shauna, you have to be the guest host, right? And
right.
That was it. There was no planning on either of our sides, right? Like, did we want to even do this? I think you just said yes because we were having a laugh, and I don't know that you even thought about it very much, and I didn't know what I was getting into either.
Right.
Right? It was one of those kind of things. And so you sort of said yes to do something, and all of a sudden, 2 years and 100 Thursday nights later, you're still doing it, right? And so, and you and I had talked about, there had been, two, three times in the last 6 or 8 months where, you know, you and I have talked very frankly about, you know, I thought I'm done with this. It's hard work doing this show sometimes, and as Mark Stelzner really aptly described, it's not just showing up and goofing around for an hour. It's chasing down guests and dealing with PR people and dealing with corporate types. I mean, how many times in 100 shows have we had some corporate PR person yank our guests out right at the last?
Oh
moment,
my God!
Right?
And then
it's happened.
The one guest who just never showed.
Guests who never show, right? And reaching out to people, and some of our best shows have been with guests who don't know who the heck we are. So there's a lot of groundwork you've got to plow to sort of get them to even understand what we're doing. So, I mean, I think I really just appreciate how you sort of said yes to something. Did you have any idea?
Oh,
you know,
I love
it was like a 2-year job. You know, you were signing yourself up to.
No idea, but you know what? It has seriously been amazing, just amazing.
So yeah, I mean, it's been just a fantastic couple of years, and we really sort of do appreciate, the shows that, you know, you're such a part of the show. You know, it's going to be very weird to not have, you know, because what do I do every single week? Right? Hey, this is Steve,
yeah,
and Sean, of course, is with me. It's going to be very odd and very strange, right?
Come on, you rock it.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean?
You don't need me.
Oh, stop it. So I just want to say thank you for – I don't want to belabor this. We can talk about this on the after show for 20 minutes. We've lost whatever remaining audience we've had, probably with me, like, waxing poetic about – but I just want to say, Shauna, thank you so much for everything. I mean, thank you for being there. Thank you for being a part of the show, for just being there every week, week in and week out. The weeks I wasn't there, you were always there, right? Remember when we decided, oh, we have to get a guest host because I'm just tired. But you were always there, right? You never took a week off, right? I was the guy taking time off. So I really do appreciate everything you've done for the show. And, you know, it will be certainly not the same, you know, as we plow forward. And, of course, the show, is your home. It's always here for you. I do, and I talk to you privately, and I'm going to say it publicly. I still want Jason to come on and do the guest hosting thing. And I do, if you can, I want you to do that with him when
he
does that. You know, that would be, I think, a perfect scenario maybe for you guys. So hopefully we can work that out going forward as well. All right. Man, that's a bit
let's
of a...
Let's bring it back up.
Do we need to play like a happy song
again
or something?
No, let's talk about winners.
Yeah, I have one more person who can maybe get on the line. So let's take area code 469. You're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hello, this is William Tincup.
William, how are you, Val?
Hi. You know, after Shauna's announcement, I'm a little sad, quite frankly, because I absolutely love the dynamics between the two of you. And I just think it's really just the way y'all bounce off each other. But, you know, you, just like Brian did last year by reinventing the show, you know, with me this year, it can work. But Shauna, I want you to know that I'll miss you. I get to I don't get to listen to the show a lot live because this is when I generally put my kids down for night, but I get to listen to the replay, and I just really enjoy both of you. Shauna, I want you to know that I'll miss you, but it's not like you're going away. It's just like you're not going to be doing the show. But Steve, I also look forward to whatever you're going to do next with the show.
All right. Hey, William, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You guys are doing a great job at Drive Through HR, and we appreciate all the support. Shauna, we're running low on time. It's time. We're going to have to announce winners of Best Tweet and Best Call. So I'm going to just throw that to you. After your big announcement, your last official HR Happy Hour duty, we thought about, like, talking about it and debating it. We're not going to have any time to do that. So I'm going to throw it to you. Best Tweet of the night. You can think about it for a minute. But before we hit the bottom of the hour, or 9:30, we had to announce Best Tweet and Best Call. So let's not forget about that. While you're thinking about that, I have a couple of other announcements. Of course, next Monday we'll be at the Acquire User Conference with a special HR Happy Hour show live from Acquire User Conference at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. And then finally, and I'm going to have to mute some lines because we are getting some bleed through again.
Right.
I think I found the culprit, too.
Oh.
I think it was 972, whoever that was. No, no, maybe not. Yeah.
You're getting distracted, Steve.
I know, I am. Shiny things. Next Wednesday, HR Happy Hour Europe debuts. HR Happy Hour Europe will be next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Our friends at JobSite and I are working together, Felix Wetzel, Mervyn Dinnan, right, Keith Potts. We'll be doing HR Happy Hour Europe. It'll be a 3 p.m. Eastern Time show, 8 p.m. in UK, you know, Greenwich Mean Time. So next Wednesday will be the first, it'll be sort of a recurring show, not every week, probably once a month. HR Happy Hour Europe, look for that. So, and then the regular show, too, I'm doing next Thursday. So I'm sort of, like, definitely overexposed. I'm sort of feeling a little like, you know, the Ryan Seacrest of HR at this point, right? And so let's hope there's not too much backlash on that. So, all right, Shauna.
Do you have products in your hair?
Best tweet of the night. Do you think?
Oh, best tweet?
Yeah.
I think I kind of have to pick this one. It kind of slid in at the last minute, but it was really effing funny. So I'm going to have to go with Tracy Tran for saying I was taken by the raptor.
All right, Tracy Tran, congratulations, buddy.
Tracy.
You win. You win best tweet of the night.
That was too funny. I almost bust out laughing when I was trying to be serious.
Best call of the night. That's a little trickier, Shauna. I don't even know if I have a thought on that. We had so many calls. Let me look through the notebook here real quick. Let's see. Sackett was pretty strong. Stelzner was good, but I feel like he's sort of a member of the show. It's probably not right for him to win.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I can just declare that.
Lori
was very good too. You know, I'm gonna go a little different direction. How about Paul Smith?
Ooh, yay!
I'm going Paul Smith. Do you agree with that, Shauna?
I do.
Because he talked about getting drunk right off the bat. We didn't know who he was. You know, perfect. It was sort of a classic live radio show call,
hey,
right?
Paul.
A train wreck. So perfect. Your win, Paul Smith. Fantastic. All right, so, man, Shauna, just, wow, where do we go from here?
Ooh, craziness.
I don't know. I think we're just a couple minutes left. Anybody who's still hanging out with us, God bless you. There's still 14 people on the line. Most of out there listening on the live stream. We're going to go to after show. Shauna, why not, right? You're retiring. You've got a few more minutes. We're going to go to after show in at 2 minutes' time. We'll open up all the lines. If you've got some things going on in the background, you're on speaker or something, do please try to mute or something or figure out what's going on. So, because I did have to mute a few lines before we go to after show. This is the HR Happy Hour again, doing episode 100, a look back and a look forward on May 19th, 2011. Unbelievable show tonight. There was, I think, something like 30 people who called and came on the air, prizes. Fantastic. Shocking revelations at the end of the show, but handled well and with dignity and class and with a bit of sadness, certainly. But
that's life. That's life.
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess it is.
Bittersweet symphony and all that.
Yeah, no doubt. So we've probably come down to the end of it. So I'm going to play us out. Thanks to everybody who called in tonight. There's too many people to mention.
We love you all.
And Shauna, can you open up all the lines for after show? We'll hang out. Thanks, the choir. Thanks, Mark Stelzner, for doing the choir. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for making this a really great night. We really appreciate all the love.
Shauna,
one last time, thank you for everything. And good night from
the
HR Happy Hour.
This episode of HR Happy Hour was sponsored by Acquire, providers of leading workforce planning and analytics software. Congratulations, Steve, on 100 episodes of HR Happy Hour fun. Thanks for giving us a place to virtually meet, share, and be merry every single week. And Acquire is so proud to be the show sponsor. For more on our products and services, visit AcquireInc.com.
After show, welcome.
Hello.
Shauna, everyone. Shauna, it's Robin. I am so sad. I can't believe you're leaving.
It's okay. I promise. Not like you'll never see me again.
Well, I know. I know.
It's not like I'm actually joining the Foreign Service or anything and going overseas. We're good.
Going in the military or something.
Right. We're good.
It's good. Thank God.
And apparently I have been told by a friend that he's working on making him giggle out.
Oh, yay. Great idea.
It will be freaking
hilarious. I want an
MP3
of that giggle.
Can I just make the official after show announcement that we need to make? The after show is not being streamed live on the internet, but it does make the recorded archive, so be mindful of what you might say.
Yep, be good people, and not too good, because, you know, we need to have some kicks.
That's right.
Wow. Boy, Shauna, that was amazing. What a show. I mean,
very amazing.
About 20 minutes before the show, or maybe a little longer, I said to Shauna, you think we should make it 90 minutes?
Totally.
There might be a lot of people who call.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good move, I guess.
Yep, totally.
Great job, you guys.
Were there still people hanging on the line, or everybody had been answered?
Yeah.
We got to everybody who had hit the button to raise their hand, so we did get everybody.
We were good.
That's show management. After 100 shows, you have that down.
Oh, my God.
Right.
It was not easy. I did keep a running log of everybody who came on the show. I did not, Shauna. I didn't even look at the Twitter stream more than twice the whole show.
It was
impossible.
My tweet deck blew up.
I did have to
kind of laugh at the notebook reference. Steve, I didn't know you actually, you like, taking notes, Dern?
He does. Every show.
That's awesome.
I've tweeted out a couple times the pictures of the notes, but on a quote-unquote normal show where we have guests and topics, I have a lot of notes. We do a whole outline before the show that we write that goes out, and then I usually write 5 or 6 pages of just handwritten notes just to try to put myself on track. But
maintain some sense of control.
Not that you can tell from the quality of the actual broadcast. But
that's one of the things I enjoyed, Steve, about watching you at HR Florida and some of the other places I've had a chance to see you live, is just watching how you manage all that stuff, because you do a great job of that.
Thank you. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm always in a panic, and Shauna knows this from all these shows.
Yeah.
Right? I'm in a panic. We just will run out of things to say. We won't have a question to ask. There's
never
no callers. One of the things that's happened in the last sort of the second year of the show is, maybe it's because we've gotten a little tighter on the guests and the interviews, is that we get less people who want to come on and ask questions. We used to sort of get 6 or 7 questions per show, like on the air. Now we probably get 3 or 4 maybe on most shows. And so I kind of think about, well, I've got to fill this hour, and that there's been a number of times when, you know, I've looked at the clock and it's only 8:22, and I'm like, oh boy, we've got
only 8:22. Stop
There's a long run here ahead of us.
Because when you get like these the big name quote, I'm doing the quotes with my fingers as I'm saying that, the big name guests, I think people are probably intimidated to call in, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit, sure. And we have like Dave Ulrich on, or the Colbert, or the other authors. I love having authors on, for one, because they, you know, whatever the topic their book is about, they can talk for an hour about it easy. But you're right, we don't get a lot of calls on those shows typically. Even Mike, your show with Thomas Kogan, which I thought was, I really do think was one of the best shows we've done. I don't think many people called in, really. You guys questions.
No, and in fact, he talked so much. I mean, it was worth listening to, but
he
talked so
much.
I kind of had a hard time getting a word in edgewise, you know,
yeah.
which was okay, because I was a little intimidated by hanging with that guy anyway. So
it
was cool.
But we had, I like doing the author thing. In fact, I didn't even get to announce this. Next week, on the regular time slot, the 8:00 time slot, the guy who wrote the recent book called You Can't Fire Everyone is coming on, and he's the deputy managing editor of Fortune magazine. So he's not an HR guy. He's not a recruiting guy. He's just a guy who, you know, was a good writer, a good journalist, and became the boss. And he ended up succeedingly bigger jobs. And
realized he didn't know anything about managing people or hiring people or firing people or anything. He was just he really just was a writer. And I think that's a pretty common situation that lots of professionals find themselves in. They're good at what they do, and then they become a manager.
Yep.
So he'll be on next week, and I think it'll be the same thing. He'll be really good, and he'll know what he's talking about, and people probably won't really engage with him all that much, probably. So. At any rate, so that's what's going on. HR Happy Hour Europe next week. We're excited about that.
I'm actually I'm going to a workers' comp / ADA / healthcare reform seminar that day, but I'm cutting out early so I can get back to the office and listen to HR Happy Hour Europe.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And I didn't even get a chance to spit out the guests. The guests are going to be Amanda Height, the sexy thinker, you might know, and a guy called Scott Stratton. I guess he's a market guy or something kind, who I don't know, but they're going to be
She does a lot of stuff with him, I think.
Yeah, they're going to be in England for an event or a series of events for JobSite, and JobSite are the guys who, you know, contacted me about putting together the radio show. So that's what we're doing next week. So good stuff coming, and we'll take it from there. And I don't know, Shauna, though, it's going to be weird next Thursday night. The choir show will be just weird because it'll be a live event. There'll be lots of people around.
It's always a little weird when it's live.
The Europe show, I'm going to have a whole bunch of people on the line too, but that next Thursday night when we start the show, and it's just going to be me, you know, it's going to be a little weird.
Oh, you're
going to try
on.
To throw
He'll
it to
awesome.
Throw it to your co-host, and there's no one to throw it to.
I don't know. I guess I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh,
I'm going to figure it out.
You rock the show. You rock the show, and you show don't hate me. You'll kick
ass. Shawnee, what's going on in the background there? So.
Someone is doing something in their kitchen or something.
Who's in their kitchen?
Maybe we
Come
need
on.
To have
Come on, people.
Not me. Not me.
I think maybe it's time to end the show.
All right, let's do it. We've been at this forever. Shauna, thanks for everything. I'm going to start muting all the
Thank
lines
you,
anyway.
Steve.
So let's play us out. Shauna, you pick. What song do we play out to?
Quiet Little Voices.
All right, let
my
me see
favorite
if I can
one.
Find it. All right. Ooh, I'm getting a little error here. Q. I'm going to find it. All right, thank you, everyone, on the HR Happy
Night,
Hour
guys.
Show. We will see you next time. Good night.
Bye.
Be well.